in Cat. Today I'm in Scotland. Miles away from Canada. No doubt about it. Well, it looks like I'm standing outside the hiss of arguably the most famous DJ in the world. Clues, but I can't do a very quick impressionation.
Hey, Taylor, I never liked you anyway.
That was me telling Taylor Swift I didn't like her anymore. Great signs, those. I do have friends in high places, me. Peter, there's a big, tall man who smells vaguely of iron brew and haggis at the door. It's probably Billy Connolly.
Yes, I love the Biggin.
Arlene, if you love Biggins, you shouldn't be hanging about with Peter.
He is slightly below average.
What are you doing up there anyway?
We're in the final throes of setting up Robin Cabs, your new business.
It's my business, exactly. What has it got to do with you?
I'm making sure that it's a success. I don't want to see you or Peter get back into the political arena.
It's not Stormont I want into anyway. It's Restaurant Fools. Get it sorted by the end of the week. Hello, Billy Connolly, son. How can I help you? And he's up, Billy Connolly, you daft mare. I'm one of the most famous DJs in the world. Scundered. Have you disc jockeyed anything I would have heard of? Well, love, you may have heard of one of my top singles back in day, Acceptable in the 80s. Fuck yes, that's my nickname for Peter's hairstyle. No, it was song. Oh, for crying out loud. What about The Girls and Bounce? I've done both at the same time, actually. No, they were singles too. Oh, where have you been? Where haven't I been is a better question. No, it was single as well. Oh, I've had a couple of collaborations with Rihanna. Fuck yes, I collaborated the life clean out of her. No, I was on same single as her. Oh, most recently famous for dating life clean out of Taylor Swift. Has she sung anything? We are never getting back together. What? Kirky used to sing that to me. I thought he was talking about my knees, but he was talking about us. Throw your deep fried Mars bars in the bowl there, son. I'm about to tailor the Swift clean out of you. What's that then? Who could possibly live in a hiss like that?